Right, cried the Rat, jumping up. Let's go at once. When they reached Toad Hall, they saw the new motor car in front of the house. It was long, shiny and bright red, Toad's favorite color. Then Toad himself came down the steps in an enormous overcoat, hat, and driving goggles.
Hello, you fellows, the Toad called. Come for a drive. You're just in time to...
He saw his friends' serious faces and stopped. The Badger walked up the steps.
Come inside the house, Toad, he said. We have to talk to you.
The three of them took Toad inside and shut the door.
Now, the Badger said to Toad, first of all, take off those silly driving clothes.
No, I won't, replied Toad. What's the meaning of this? Explain yourself at once.
Take his things off, you two, ordered the Badger.
It wasn't easy to do. The Rat had to sit on Toad, while the Mole pulled off his overcoat, hat, and goggles. And Toad called them some very unpleasant names while this was going on. But when he stood up again, he seemed more like himself, the Toad that they had always known.
You knew this would happen one day, Toad, explained the Badger. We've warned you so many times, and you haven't listened. You're spending all your money, you're always in trouble with the police, and you drive like a madman. You will come with me into the next room, and there you will hear some facts about yourself, and you will come out a different Toad.